Describe a person you know who gave a clever solution to a problem. Do you think children are born smart or they learn to become smart? Well, there's a very interesting debate about nature versus nurture. The debate basically asks if children are born with their personality and skills or if they develop those traits in life. Personally, I think that both are true. Some people are naturally very smart. Others have learning disabilities that may affect their intelligence. But any child can become more intelligent with the proper supports and education. How do children become smart at school? I think children usually become smart at school by working hard and being open to learning new things. They have to work hard at a subject in order to master it, but they also have to adapt to new material and ways of learning. For example, their teacher might teach them something using a hands-on method, so they have to learn with that method in order to get smarter. Why are some people well-rounded and others only good at one thing? It depends on their personality, as well as the effort they put into things. Some people find one thing that they are good at, then they put all of their effort into that one thing and become experts. Others do not have one passion, but rather prefer to develop many different talents. Either way, most people focus on things they are good at. Why does modern society need talents of all kinds? Well, modern society needs talents of all kinds. That's the best way to have a healthy workforce. If everyone was good at science and became doctors, then no one would become an author or a teacher. It's better to have a society where everyone contributes something different. We need just as many artists as we need accountants. Do you think clever people are bad at some things? What things can clever people be bad at? I think that everybody has weaknesses. For clever people, it really depends on what they're clever at. Someone who's good at math might be bad at writing essays, or someone who's very smart and witty might be bad at being empathetic. There are different ways to measure intelligence. What role can a good teacher play in a student's learning? Well, a good teacher is very important to a student's education. If they can teach a lesson effectively, it'll help the student understand the material quickly. As a result, that student can get a good grade and feel confident about learning. A good teacher can also encourage a student whenever they have problems. That helps a student become more motivated. Do the people around you have special skills? Well, I'm friends with people who have studied other subjects, so it seems like they have special skills. My friends who study science know how to solve complex equations. Besides, I have a friend who works in construction, so they're very good with tools in a way that I'm not. It's cool to know people with different specialties. It makes me appreciate everyone's differences.